It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. We're going to talk about a subject that is not commonly talked about on the radio, but I think it's a subject that causes so many Americans grief and frustration. And you may be one of those people that are experiencing grief and frustration. So, can you guess the topic today? What causes grief and frustration? Well, it's irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, meaning constipation or diarrhea or both sometimes. So our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer. She's a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, and teaches many, many, many of our nutrition classes for the community and business groups. And I know just last week you had a huge group of people in the menopause class. And
I taught four classes last
week. Oh, my gosh.
And, we had almost 30 people in our menopause class on Wednesday night. It was fabulous.
Oh, I bet you guys had fun, too.
We had a great time. So it was great. And it's great to be on the show.
Thank you for being here today.
And we have a great show planned. Stay tuned, because Dar is going to share her chicken patty recipe. And I love that recipe. I give it out to all my clients. And they use it for their snacks. And we also want to share information about a great immune-building supplement. So much to talk about, Dar, and so little time.
Just
the time goes so fast.
I know it. Just not enough time on this show. So, you know, we know that irritable bowel syndrome is a problem for just many, 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 many people.
Oh, it is, isn't it? And it's so debilitating. We know that 3 million people make frequent trips to their doctors to get relief from either serious constipation or ongoing diarrhea. And after they have exhausted all the medical specialists without a lot of help, they actually find their way to a nutritionist for an answer.
And they almost always find the answer if they find the right nutritionist
that
understands, that is what foods to eat and what foods to avoid. And
exactly,
you were going to say?
That's very important. I was going to say that would be us at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, because you and I both know that we sit down with so many people that have been everywhere.
Yep,
they've been everywhere. And, you know, in just a few weeks, we can make their life different.
Usually, almost always.
It's amazing.
Remember.
You know, as a nurse to me, from working on the other end, it's amazing, you know, what we do every day. So let's talk about people's sanitation system. I love that. That's great. Is it green? So often it is either eliminating waste too fast, which is diarrhea, or it's not eliminating fast enough, resulting in constipation. This is actually a very serious problem, because elimination of waste is one of our most vital functions as a living organism.
You know, I have many stories about clients who came to Nutritional Weight and Wellness, as you do, because of irritable bowel. And some of the clients' stories really stand out in my memory. Several years, and here is one, because several years ago, I had a young man experiencing such frequent diarrhea that in order to work as a civil engineer, he just quit eating. So no food, no diarrhea. And I've heard that many times.
Yes.
Many businessmen.
I'm afraid to eat.
Yes. Many businessmen that have to travel a lot, they just stop eating the day before. But guess what? After a few weeks, this young man had no energy. So that is what his employer actually brought him in to see me for an appointment, because, you know, this was a valuable employee.
Exactly. So, you know, if you're a boss out there, you know, instead of firing your worker because they have no energy or can't produce, you know, you might want to consider bringing them to see us. Because, you know, like I tell people, it's really not your fault. You know, we look at the biochemistry. We look at what's going on. So, again, if you're a boss out there, Send your employees to see us, or better yet, bring us to your work, right, Dar?
Yeah,
because
but,
we love to go into, we've had many employers that have brought us in. We'll do classes. We'll do individual consultations.
And we're talking
we can help people out.
Real food, things that really work for people.
Yep.
So, you know, and what I did was I just put them on a special easy-to-digest eating plan. Had them take a couple of supplements, one that was called bifidobacteria and glutamine. And this is the miracle.
Yeah.
From that very first appointment, he no longer experienced diarrhea. But he had lost so much weight that it did take him a long time to regain his weight. It took him almost 2 years to regain that weight.
Yes.
Eating lots and lots of food, to be honest with you. He was just, it was amazing.
Well, he was so nutrient deficient.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
And his digestive system was very damaged, so we've got to heal that
right
too. And the eating plan and our two key supplements balance out his digestive system, which is the very first part. Even if you're not absorbing your food, you're not able to regain weight. So just the fact that he was able to regain weight meant that, you know, we were healing his intestines and definitely stopped the diarrhea.
Right, exactly. And I, you know, I have a more recent client.
We see this every day.
But just a recent client that I had was experiencing diarrhea so frequently and to such an extent that her whole goal in her life was to be able to walk around Lake Harriet without having an accident. Now, she had been experiencing this problem because she had had some radiation and chemo for cancer. And that's not uncommon.
It's not.
So, again, she had been to many specialists, but hadn't really gotten help. She was still having this frequent periods of diarrhea, frequent. I mean, talking about, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day of diarrhea.
Well, how long does it take to walk around Lake Harriet? I mean, it's like,
yeah.
That's frequent, I would say. So I think the reason we are so successful, though, with gastro intestinal problems and what is often labeled as IBS is the time we spend with our clients. You know, our first appointment with the client is 2 hours, and we have people fill out a 10-page health history before they even come. We ask many, many questions, and we actually listen.
Yes, we do.
That doesn't happen very often out there anymore.
Mm-hmm. People, you know, most doctors, most medical people,
they don't have time.
They don't have time. And it's not their choice. It's just the way the system is set up now.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like you say, we listen.
Yeah, and we ask, like I said, many, many questions. And we analyze where the imbalance is occurring. We're looking for the tax. You know, I love Dr. Mark Hyman's quote. You know, if you're sitting on a tack, it takes a lot of aspirin or ibuprofen to make the pain go away. Why not just remove the tack? So that's what we do, is we look for the tacks. We look at what's causing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is it several rounds of antibiotics? Is it chemotherapy like the last client you talked about? Is it junk food? Is it fast food? Or is it a food allergy, such as a dairy sensitivity or gluten sensitivity? Or is it medications?
Right, exactly. You know, interesting that you brought up Dr. Mark Hyman, because he actually, we send out a 10-page health history, and he sends out a 20-page health history. And again, he spends quite a
very
bit of time
detailed.
Listening to people. So, you know, people that have chronic diarrhea really suffer. They have to adjust their work schedule and their environment, their travel, and often older people, they just stop doing social interactions because they can never predict how safe their bowels will be that day. And I currently have a client that has improved so much with just eating real foods with no additives and no chemicals that she is cooking all of her own food on a 7-day business trip. She is really a leader in this project that she's going to. I don't know, I think it's South Carolina that she's going to, and she just can't afford to have explosive diarrhea from processed foods because, you know, again, she's in charge of so many people.
And that might seem impossible for a lot of people, but I do that all the time. I take, you might have a microwave, or I take a little hot plate. I pack it in my suitcase. I pack a cooler, you know, boil it 12. It takes a little planning and some creativity, but it can be done. I've done it several times.
Well, you should have been in that consultation with me because I thought, now this is really challenging.
Yes.
But she was just determined to do it, and I'm sure she's doing it.
You know,
because
when,
she's there now. And really, frankly, we see a lot of people who have been experiencing diarrhea for years, and I think we probably have helped everyone, or at least we know, we think we have, we believe we have. I don't think we've had any people that we haven't been able to help. So,
you know, let's just say this though, Dar, because sometimes when we're rebalancing things, people can get, have a few more symptoms before they get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it doesn't always go great from day one. You know, sometimes, we have to adjust things and people
certainly.
Do get, things that we do that work for, 90% of the people will cause a little more diarrhea. But if they hang in with us, oh, yeah, they get better. So if you have chronic diarrhea, you must be asking yourself, what could they possibly do at Nutritional Weight and Wellness that my medical clinic hasn't already done or hasn't already recommended, or my naturopath or my chiropractor or my acupuncturist? We see all those people too.
That's a great question.
Yes, it is.
What do we do?
We recommend real food, and it's our experience that the first thing we do with people is have a conversation about real food. Now, that seems really silly, but most people out there don't know what real foods are.
Exactly.
You know, and we give them foods that are easy to digest, but we also have to take out foods that are difficult to digest. So for many of us, or many people with IBS, that's grains, especially gluten, such as wheat, rye, barley, oats, and svelte.
And we've said that list many times on the show.
Yes, we have. So you may have been told to eat crackers. But we would tell you to avoid crackers, pasta, bread, and muffins. We want you to focus on cooked vegetables, especially the root vegetables. Cooked sweet potatoes, white potatoes, squash, cooked carrots, parsnips. We would recommend cooked meat or fish, like a great soup would be great. Cooked vegetables and some olive oil and a little butter.
So this kind of spins people around a little bit.
Yeah,
because,
it does.
You know, they're so used to saying, oh, I'm going to have crackers because that's what they think is the right thing to have.
It's the worst thing.
So, you know, what we do, what makes perfect sense, because you said we recommend protein like meat and fish, because, and it makes sense because babies actually, by the age of 6 months, can digest meat and cooked vegetables and good fats like avocado and butter. But honestly, grains should not be introduced to babies until they're a year old.
I know, and most people don't know that. What's the first thing they give babies, most moms, is rice cereal. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they really don't have the digestive enzymes to digest them. And the only fruit we recommend at first is bananas and cooked apples, because these actually have nutrients and enzymes that help us with diarrhea.
Yes, so that's if you're experiencing diarrhea. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company bringing you leading-edge nutrition information. You know, new vitamin D research is being published every week. Recently, a study examined 621 patients being treated with a statin drug to lower cholesterol. Almost 21%, or 128 of the patients studied, had statin-induced myalgia, which means aches and pains. The vitamin D level was so low in all of these 128 patients that they put them on a 12-week vitamin D therapy. And guess what? The patients became pain-free. So it is wise to have your vitamin D level checked before you start taking a statin drug. And we think it is also wise to control cholesterol with the correct diet, avoid trans fats, and high fructose corn syrup. So if you have questions today about irritable bowel syndrome, it is 651-641-1071.
Living life out loud on FM 107.1.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition counselor, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And we're actually having a conversation that most people don't talk about, and that is irritable bowel syndrome. Before break, Dar shared some research about how statin drugs actually are used to lower cholesterol, frequently create aches and pains and fatigue in many patients, especially in patients who are low in vitamin D. Research indicates most people living in Minnesota are deficient in vitamin D. We just don't get enough sunshine.
We don't.
So next week.
No, just next week.
Next week. Dar and Cassie will give you tips on how to lower your cholesterol with food so that you can altogether avoid those statin drugs that put you at risk for fatigue and pain. And if you have questions for us today, our conversation is irritable bowel syndrome. Give us a call here. We'd love to have you join the conversation with us at 651-641-1071. And we have some callers right now, don't we?
We're going to take some callers right now. Good morning, Jenny. This is Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I've been taking the class for 2 weeks.
The weight and wellness class?
Yes.
Okay.
And I used to be constipated all the time. I did take a mini class about a month ago, so I started it, but I'm feeling much better. My intestinal tract is totally different after 2 weeks.
Wow. And so what do you think you've done different? Because, I mean, what are you eating differently than you were eating before you started taking the class?
I did, after listening to you, I said, all right, I'm not going to have any more high fructose corn syrup or hydrogenated fats, and people think I'm crazy because I work in a restaurant and I don't eat the food there anymore. And they go, yeah, I did eat food the other day there, but it was real food.
Yes.
And they said, you haven't eaten here in a long time. We're amazed. I said, well, I forgot my lunch today, so I have to eat something.
So you really had to pick and choose, didn't you?
I did. There's like 5 things in my restaurant that I can eat.
Uh-huh.
They had me go around, and like, this was even before anything, to find out all the ingredients in every item at the restaurant in case people came in and said, I'm allergic to this. Is that in this product? And it was amazing to read all the ingredients and find out there's nothing good in the restaurant that I work at.
So tell us what you did pick for lunch, or when you forgot your lunch. What did you eat? Because this is a question so many people have. What can I eat when I have to go to a restaurant?
I had crab legs.
Crab legs.
Butter. And a vegetable, the broccoli without the seasoning, because the seasoning they put on our broccoli is bad.
Okay. See? And that's so
no, I mean, seasoning.
Yep. Great. We really appreciate your call.
And butter. And crab legs. Yum.
This is great for people to know what they can pick. Great ideas. So.
And I don't know if I had a salad or not, but if I did, I didn't put any dressing on it.
Yep. Yep.
Because?
Because it's loaded with hydrogenated fat and high fructose corn syrup.
Aha. Okay. Well, I am so glad you're feeling better.
Yes, we are too. This is great. Thanks for the call today.
Here's my other question, though.
Yes.
I've been drinking the 3 quarts of water every day, and my lips still feel really dry. Why is that?
Well, sometimes people need some essential fatty acids. And usually the essential fatty acid that you need for skin and that kind of, I say you kind of hydrate yourself with essential fatty acids. And the one that you would need is omega-6 activated, and that could be like a GLA. And it's called gamma-linolenic acid, and it's called GLA.
Okay.
And I bet if you would take, 2 to 3 of those a day, the dryness in your lips would go away.
Okay.
So there you are.
And you sell that at?
Yep, we sell that at Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Okay.
So thanks again for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Great.
So I think we'll just keep taking some calls
here. I think
that's
a good idea. So,
good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been listening to you guys ever since you've been on the radio, and
you guys,
that's been a lot of years now.
you've changed my life because I had IBS for years, and the first thing I did after listening to your shows about talking about gluten, I discovered I don't need a medical diagnosis for a doctor to tell me that I have a gluten sensitivity, because it's so hard for them to figure out. You go by trial and error, and I want to encourage listeners to do that. I took myself off gluten, and all my IBS symptoms, or I should say most of my symptoms, went away. I also had to eliminate the processed food and get this, the diet soda. The diet soda is another thing you guys helped me with. It took me 3 years to quit diet soda, and I did it.
Wow.
I'm so proud of myself. Yes. Since December 29th of last year, I've quit. I've never gone back. I have no desire. But I'm that too. But I just have to thank you guys for that, but also to encourage listeners, you don't need a medical diagnosis. Now, Elizabeth Hasselbeck is coming out with a book. I think it's called The G Factor. I'm not sure. But she discovered she had a gluten sensitivity when she was on Survivor and almost wasn't on the Survivor show because of her IBS was so bad. But when she went there, she was eating mostly protein and vegetables and things like that, and discovered, wow, I feel great here. Went home, went back to her old ways of eating, felt lousy again. She thought, well, it must be something I'm eating. And sure enough, went to her doctor. They couldn't find a gluten sensitivity, but throughout her book is encouraging people, don't wait for a diagnosis, you know, go by trial and error. And I love to hear that. She was like on Rachel Ray and Larry King, and she's, of course, on The View, been promoting this book. I think that's great for people out there to listen to.
I think that's absolutely great. Well, yeah, that is great. And those tests are very inaccurate. That they do.
And why, you know, it's like we don't really have to spend all that money for the test if you go off of a food for, say, 3 to 6 weeks and the symptoms
you feel better.
And, you know, that's pretty clear proof that there's something going on.
Absolutely. Yep. And just like the last caller, too, I've also been avoiding high fructose corn syrup and hydrogenated oils as well. And
great.
I mean, this country, it's sad because it is sad.
And
difficult.
That's why we have this show, because, you know, people just don't know this information.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
No, they don't. And this, you know, Elizabeth found this out quite by accident. Didn't she?
She sure did.
Yeah.
Yep.
So good for her.
Thanks for the call. We have to take a break here. So
thanks, Jennifer.
Yep. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. As nutritionists, we often recommend removing gluten grains from your diet if you're experiencing irritable bowel syndrome. It is also clearly a recommendation if you're experiencing Crohn's disease. It is also a little known fact that neuropathy, which is the second most common symptom of a gluten sensitivity. So if you're experiencing, you know, those losing some feelings in your toes or feet, you know, go gluten-free for 3 months and see the results. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutrition educator, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist. For people joining us for the first time, you may be asking, what is neuropathy? Which is what Dar was talking about before we went on break. It is a loss of feeling in your hands and feet, and it can also be very painful. It's actually a sensory loss and may be accompanied by tingling or burning. More than half of diabetic patients develop neuropathy because of high blood sugars that actually damage the nerves. New research has found that gluten can also damage these nerves.
And high fructose corn syrup also.
Yeah,
I was going to throw that one in there. But you were going to say something about gluten.
Gluten is, it's causing us all these problems. You know, we know that it's can be a huge cause of irritable bowel syndrome.
Right. And that, you know, 30% of the population is now
30%
of experiencing gluten sensitivity for some reason, some unknown reason, whether it's the grain that is changed over being genetically modified or...
Well, over the last 50 years,
yes.
It's been genetically modified to actually produce 50% more gluten.
Oh.
And I think it's the amount of it we're eating, too, don't you, Dar?
I think so, too.
Cereal for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, Subway, you know, huge amounts of bread and
yes.
pasta.
So, Wendy, let's take one caller
okay.
here.
Okay, very good.
Good morning, Marcia. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about irritable bowel syndrome and constipation.
Yes.
My husband was experiencing severe constipation, so he had to go to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor suggested Miralax, which is polyethylene glycol.
Oh, okay, good.
And it has caused severe increase in his arthritis the last few days.
Really?
He's in severe pain. And I'm wondering what he could take instead of the Miralax.
Well,
it's a great question.
Yes, it is. And so that's an interesting connection that it's actually causing more pain for him. Okay.
Well, we're assuming it's that because
yes.
we follow the plan.
Yes. Well, I have to assume that perhaps, you know, a couple of things that we would recommend. I mean, this is what I would recommend. You know, we talk about glutamine as a healer for the intestinal tract, and there's actually a product that's called Glutagenix, which has just a little bit of aloe and a little bit of licorice and glutamine in it, and it's a wonderful product to take kind of through the day. You mix it in water, and you kind of drink it, and it kind of eases the intestinal lining, and it really does help with constipation, but it's also healing that intestinal lining. So, that, you know, you mix that with a little bit of bifidobacteria, and I'd probably do that in a powder, too, so
right.
that it could be healed better and get assimilated better into the intestinal tract. Now, I'd start with that
there.
Several times a day. And then, Wendy, you would?
Well, I just wanted to ask to make sure he doesn't have high blood pressure.
No, actually, he has low blood pressure.
Okay, because we can't do the licorice if he has high blood pressure. So that's a great start. And then, adding some vitamin C, which is a stool softener.
Yeah, he takes a lot of vitamin C, and he takes a lot of magnesium citrate.
He does?
Yes,
okay.
And it wasn't helping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. And, if he's taking magnesium citrate in the tablet form, and it's got a little bit of, if he's taking the one that's from Metagenics, it's got a little bit of calcium. I would probably switch him to one of our products that we have. It's called Mixed Magnesium, and it's in a capsule form, and it seems to work a little bit better because it's it doesn't have any calcium, and calcium can be constipating.
I like to use the Natural Calm, too.
That's the one he's been taking.
Okay. That is the one he's been taking. Okay.
Well, switch around a little bit on that, and then also if you're doing vitamin C as a stool softener, and that might be a problem. Sometimes it is for people and sometimes it isn't, is to do that. A couple of other things to think about is certainly a sufficient amount of fish oil, and he's probably doing that if he has arthritis.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Is he doing any grains?
No.
None?
None.
And he's doing lots of vegetables?
Yes.
Okay. Well, try the glutamine, the glutagenics.
Glutagenics.
Maybe isn't doing that.
The sugar does seem to help with his bowel, but then it has this opposite effect.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Has he had a consultation?
Yes.
Okay.
Anna is his nutritionist.
Okay. So, you're getting us down to we're going to have to think about this one
okay.
a little bit. But...
kind of the fine-tuning, and do you have a follow-up?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You know, I guess, Marcia, the other thing that's possibility is there's a product that's called Aloe 200 or 250 or whatever it is, and I think if it's really serious constipation at first, some people need to take that Aloe once a day. Sometimes people have to take it twice a day. So I would always start with the Glutagenix with aloe in it, and then if that's not enough, switch to the capsule of aloe and try that.
And, you know, and do call Anna. You know, you don't need to just wait for your appointment in June.
Okay.
You know, because she already knows all, you know, you guys, and she can help you.
Okay.
Too. Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as
that's
you
great.
Can see, and that was a great call, Marcia, because there
yes.
are people are have such unique biochemistry
yes.
and unique needs, and it, you know, it could be actually, and I don't know this, but it could be it's a side effect of a medication or something like that. And honestly, Wendy, we have to take another quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition for digestive problems. You know, tomorrow is Mother's Day. It's a very important day.
And for mothers.
Yes, it is. And if you're looking for a perfect gift, one that will enhance her life, give her a gift certificate for nutritional counseling or, you know, even for one of our classes. You know, this may be the best gift your mother will receive. You know, it's really the gift of health. And you are sure to become the favorite child after giving her a gift like this. So if you have questions, 651-641-1071.
Living Life Out Loud on FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. The concern about swine flu seems to be much less this week than last week, but we still encourage people to be proactive about their immune function. For the best immune function, we encourage you to reduce or even eliminate sugar, high fructose corn syrup, processed foods, and include lean protein, vegetables in several meals every day.
One of the more effective and probably safest natural immune supplements is called Immune Health Basics. You know, Immune Health Basic has been clinically proven to activate billions of immune cells. And that's your body's first level of defense. They sort of recognize and kill foreign invaders. So Immune Health Basics is a natural beta-glucopolysaccharide and has been used widely as an immune enhancer for over 50 years. You know, I use this product during the flu and cold season for the past 2 years. And I did it because I wanted to prevent picking up those preschool viruses for my grandchildren. You know, those runny noses that they always have. And it's worked amazingly well. I just take one in the morning and one at night. And even when I'm exposed to all these germs, I haven't gotten sick. And I'm just amazed about it. And it's simple to take. So it's just one other thing that people can do.
A natural thing.
So we have tons and tons of callers here. So let's see. I just have
find
to
the line
right.
That's the next in line, huh?
Hi, Julie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you. Hey, I wanted to share with you guys that I'm a fan of your show.
Thank you. Actually,
a year ago February, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through surgery, chemo, and radiation and came out cancer-free, which I'm really excited about.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I had a lot of gas, and I didn't know why. I had switched to a more whole foods diet, as the doctor recommended, but I still had all this gas, and I didn't have the energy that I used to have. And actually, the reason I'm out of breath right now is because I'm on my 3-mile walk, but I didn't have quite the energy. So I had a consult with Tara 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And she put me on Bifida, is that correct?
Yep.
Bifida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And L-glutamine.
Yep.
And fish oil. And switch my protein powder from soy-based to whey because I'm estrogen-friendly cancer.
Yes.
And
okay.
I noticed a difference in the gas almost overnight.
Yep.
It was phenomenal. Now I've been 3 weeks of Pepsi-free.
Good.
And I haven't been able to walk like this since about December. And now, like I said, I'm now walking 3 miles, really feeling great. And what's so cool is I haven't really implemented everything in the plan that she gave me, which means I'm going to only feel better and better and better and better.
That's right. Exactly. And your consultation was how long ago?
3 weeks.
Three weeks,
and you're walking 3 miles,
That's great.
For every week. I love it.
Tara did a good job.
That is great. And you're doing a good job.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, yeah, I feel like I'm doing a good job, but I feel like because I had such a great teacher.
Yeah.
And even though I was researching and doing all this other stuff, I wasn't getting at the root of my problem. But through Kara, in 2 hours, boom, uh-huh. I got at the root of it.
Yeah.
Great.
And that's what we hear all the time.
And did we pay you to call?
Absolutely not. And I cannot tell you the number of people I have recommended you to as a result of this. I also, just as a side, I'm losing weight.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Which is really cool. Oh, and you know, the other thing is that I learned in your show last week on menopause, you see, I gained 15 pounds through chemo and radiation, which I guess is very common with breast cancer.
Yes.
Okay, and I didn't know why. Okay, but then last week you were talking about menopause, and it said you take estrogen out of your system, you burn 300 fewer calories a day.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Boom. Everything we've been doing to get rid of my cancer has been taking estrogen out of my system. It put me into chemo-induced menopause. So there was my answer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Yes.
You keep going, girl.
Yes.
Thanks. I will.
All right.
I appreciate you guys and everything that you're doing.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks for the call.
Great call. Thank you.
This is exactly why we do what we do and get up in the wee hours of the morning to get here. And...
Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hi. On neuropathy, I heard you mention it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My sister was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy.
Yes.
And she's got now where she's in a walker.
Well, I think that, it's an easy thing to do because that's what the research shows is gluten. There is a connection to gluten and neuropathy.
Okay.
And this is fairly new research. So have her take the gluten grains out, which would be wheat, rye, barley, oats, a grain that's called spelt. I mean, all those, get rid of those, and...
What were they now? Wheat and rye.
Yeah, barley, oats, and one that's called spelt. It's an ancient wheat.
Okay, how do you spell it?
S-P-E.
L-D-T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never ask me how to spell anything.
Can this maybe be reversed? Is there such a...
I have a gentleman that had neuropathy, and... when he stays away from his gluten, and we think he needs to stay away from high fructose corn syrup also, his neuropathy is so much better. It's gone.
Okay.
But once he brings back those things, there it is again. So.
Now, would shaking have anything to do with neuropathy to her hands and that? Just shake. She can hardly eat.
Well, I think, I think it's nutritionally based, though.
Yeah,
I think she needs
a consultation is what I would recommend.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
You know, Wendy'd be great to see that person. And, I think that would be great.
Do we have time for another call? Or not?
We do, yes.
Great?
Okay. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to the show. You have a question for us?
Yes, you talk about increasing vegetables and fruit. Now, should these be cooked? Or raw?
Okay, good question.
Is this, is for irritable bowel syndrome?
Yes.
Yeah. Cooked.
Cooked.
Okay, well, how about spinach and broccoli and snow peas and
cauliflower? Now, when you're talking irritable bowel, are you talking constipation or are you talking diarrhea?
It's more toward the diarrhea side.
Okay.
Always.
So, again, we would recommend root vegetables to start with. Cooked root vegetables. And then once everything's under control, you can start to add some, cook spinach or some snow peas or something like that. But again, they have to be cooked, and you wouldn't add very much spinach to start out with. Because if you have constipation, spinach is great, but not for people that have diarrhea. So, that help?
And carrots should be cooked and...
Yep,
cooked.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, carrots would, they're a root vegetable, so they'd be...
Well, how about fruit?
Well...
Be careful with the fruit.
Yeah.
I do, do some bananas, but just a few, and do cooked apples.
No raw apples?
No.
Oh, no. How about grapes?
Oh, no.
No, so just start with the apple, cooked apples, and banana.
How about rhubarb?
Oh, absolutely no.
No.
So,
No, just apples and bananas.
You should come in and see one of us because, we could get you straightened out here. I mean,
And then I have a low-salt diet because of increased blood pressure. Now, iodine is in salt, so can one become deficient in iodine if you're on a low-salt diet?
You can.
And how about sea salt?
You have to make sure you're getting sea salts that has some added iodine. So, yes. And, again, only 10% of the population needs have a connection to higher blood pressure with salt. So are you part of that 10%? That's a good question. So,
say that again?
Say it for me, Wendy.
So very few people actually have high blood pressure because of their salt intake, is what Dara's saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Only 10% are affected.
Yeah, and I've read it's even less than that. And so you know, you might even want to question if you really need that low salt diet, is what she's saying.
So we're going to have to cut
sorry,
short
but
here.
We got to go.
We've got to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I want to share a wonderful chicken patty recipe that I created. It's great tasting and it's easy to prepare. It's great for snacks, great for school lunches. A great patty to have with your egg in the morning for breakfast. You know, the basic recipe is ground chicken, and brown rice is in it, black olives, seasonings. And so you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and click on radio show, and then the recipes. And Corey promised it would be available for you today. You know, I always use free-range ground chicken from the St. Paul Farmers Market or from the Mississippi Market. And if you don't have a computer, well, just call us at 651-699-3438, and we'll mail the recipe out to you. And we'll be back in a minute.
FM 107.1. Laugh along.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We've been having a conversation today about irritable bowel syndrome. And we had lots of people call in, didn't we, Dar, that have done our program, either come to our classes or had a consultation. And in just a matter of, you know, days or weeks, they're feeling better. So we want you to know out there, if you're suffering from digestive disorders, that we can help.
We can help.
We can help.
And we actually have a class coming up.
This would be a great place to go. Gut reaction, restore digestive health through nutrition. And this is actually in Richfield this Tuesday, May 12th. Go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and click on classes, and you'll find that class. It would be a great class to start, and we'd be happy to help people with an individual consultation too, wouldn't we, Dar?
And I think one of the other things that people... You know, if you're really having some issues, an individual consultation is
Absolutely. Probably,
you know, just like the lady that called in that said a 2-hour consultation
Yep. Made
such a difference.
And so we know that food can either be your problem or it can be your solution.
Yes.
And we want it to be your solution.
Happy Mother's Day. Have a great day.